The Homeland Security Department has reissued asylum rules to immigration officials. Now, this follows some concerns that asylum officers have been misinterpreting how to decide which immigrants get to see a judge for asylum claims and which do not. Donald Kerwin is executive director of the Center for Migration Studies, and he explains the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has had an uptick in what's known as credible fear claims.
They handle two types of claims. They handle claims of people who are caught at a border and, in fact, subject to this expedited removal process. And that's a process that applies very broadly to people that are apprehended within 100 miles of land borders who haven't been admitted or paroled and who've arrived within 14 days. But the typical case would be somebody caught near a border or who stopped at a port of entry who doesn't have adequate documents. And it's true that, that type of person would be put in an expedited removal process. And unless they asked for political asylum or they expressed a fear of persecution or torture to a border official, you know, they would be subject to expedited removal. But if they did ask for asylum or express a fear of persecution or torture, they would be referred for a credible fear interview with an asylum officer. And that's not exactly political asylum, because what the officer is doing is they're determining, does the person have a credible fear or a significant possibility of prevailing in an asylum claim? And if they do, then they're referred to the immigration court system for a full hearing on that claim.
So what does credible fear mean in this instance?
Under the statute, it means that there's a significant possibility, taking into account the statements of the non-citizen, their apparent credibility, facts on country conditions, and other information that the asylum officer has, that the person can actually establish eligibility for political asylum before an immigration judge.
So ultimately, they are saying that for reasons that their life could be in danger, political reasons or other sort of social reasons, they cannot go back to their home country.
Yeah, that's right. And these are people, remember, that have already expressed either a fear of persecution or torture or actually requested political asylum. So that's what they're looking into.
So what exactly with these new rules at Homeland Security changes about the process?
You know, the chief of the asylum division, John Lafferty, at USCIS, he basically sent instructions and an updated what they call lesson plan to the asylum officers on who's subject to which process, you know, and there's other processes besides the expedited removal process and credible fear process. And on the legal standards that govern the asylum officers' review in these cases. And he did it explicitly to address what he felt were misunderstandings by asylum officers regarding the standard of review. And in particular, has said that he thought that claims were being made based on a standard where there was no possibility, or only a minimal or mere possibility of success, those people would still be referred over to an immigration judge for a hearing. And he wanted to be clear that that wasn't okay. And, you know, played with the language a little bit, but basically said that an applicant has to demonstrate a substantial and realistic possibility of success in the asylum claim, in that, you know, no possibility or only a minimal or mere possibility of success wouldn't suffice.
So he's telling officers to look more critically at these cases, to question the claims more.
Yeah, I think what they're saying is that there's no difference, actually, in the legal standards, that they've always been the same legal standards, and that he's just clarifying what those statutory standards are. But, yes, it's quite clear that that is what they're doing. They're saying, look very closely at these claims. And let's make sure that we're adjudicating them according to the statutory standard.
When you're talking about immigration officers who are not the same as immigration judges, what sort of training and what sort of basis do they have to be able to determine whether or not someone does have, in fact, a credible fear and has a significant possibility of winning a case? Because those seem like things where you really have to take into account your own judgment.
I think on any kind of political asylum determination, whether it's a threshold determination like a credible fear determination or a full political asylum determination, there's going to be significant discretion exercised in terms of the credibility of the person, the legal standards as they apply to the facts, and, you know, on many of these issues. The Asylum Corps is a very well-trained group. They're focused entirely on these processes. They're trained in the law. They're trained in country conditions. And their record has been quite good in terms of adjudication of these cases. And they tend to do a very credible, fair job. And they're well-committed, you know, people that do pretty rigorous work and certainly have a large caseload, you know. So they're accommodating an awful lot of work and mostly doing it quite well.
I want to ask you, I mean, in 2013, there were apparently more than 36,000 credible fear claims. Are they overburdened?
I think what you have is probably a mismatch in resources. So that you have CBP, which has extensive resources, and their resources have grown quite significantly over the years. And the same would hold true for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. But when you get to the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the resources are far more modest. And the asylum office probably does need more agents to be able to accommodate this increase in workload. And it's not necessarily anything nefarious about an increase in claims. In fact, you know, the claims are coming from primarily, according to the Congressional Research Service, from people from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and to a lesser extent, Mexico and India and Ecuador. But those first four countries in particular, you know, there's been pretty high levels of violence and a lot of it gang-related violence. So that it's not impossible to imagine that, you know, people with very legitimate fears of persecution are making these claims, that's the primary cause of the increase. But yeah, I mean, there has been a, you know, fairly substantial increase, 36,000 credible fear claims in 2013, more than double from 2012. I think there are around 13,000 in 2012. And then through most of the mid-2000s, it was around 5,000 a year. So the increase has really been dramatic.
We're speaking with Donald Kerwin. He is executive director of the Center for Migration Studies. I want you to talk a little bit more about what you see at Citizenship and Immigration Services vis-a-vis these other Homeland Security agencies. We mentioned Customs and Border Protection and ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, because, you know, President Barack Obama has been cited, and there are statistics showing that under his administration, there are more deportations than there have been in past administrations, that there has really been sort of a crackdown on that enforcement. Are you saying that this is not related, this uptick in asylum applications isn't related to that?
No, I don't think it has. I don't think it has to do with it. I think that this is more of a refugee-like population. It's not to say that there wouldn't, you know, be some level of fraud in these claims or some level of coaching, but it seems quite possible that the super majority of these cases are from people that are actually fleeing persecution, violence, and have a legitimate, you know, fear of return to their countries. And that's what a lot of the fact-finding groups, including a recent delegation by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, have determined as well.
There's been a lot of turnover at the Homeland Security Department recently, and of course there's always the possibility that Congress could pass immigration laws, but right now it's stalled. Do you see in the coming months a lot of policy changes regarding immigration, both asylum cases, but also other types of things that the different agencies are dealing with? For example, there is apparently a policy under consideration regarding deportation and whether or not certain illegal immigrants without violent histories should be deported.
Well, I don't have any special knowledge in terms of what they're considering on executive action. I know that they have faced record deportations. There's been some conflict as to whether they've been totally transparent about how many of those are real deportations and how many of those in the past would have been treated as returns and not formal deportations. But my own view is that they have very aggressively even ferociously enforced immigration laws. It's really unprecedented what's happened under the Obama administration. And the, you know, the 2 million deportations is certainly significant, and it has caused a lot of damage in families and in communities across the country. And so I think that there will be some kind of relief on deportation and greater prioritization of who they're trying to deport. I think that, you know, to a certain extent, I think that this expedited removal process itself is an example of the aggressive enforcement approach to immigration at this point. And I say that because if you look at the removal system right now, you have probably 75% of the cases not even getting before an immigration judge, which is rather extraordinary. In other words, they're being removed through expedited systems, through summary systems, through stipulated removals, or through reinstatement of old orders of removal. So these are people that mostly don't come before judges at all, and it's all done administratively. And I think that that's an unprecedented shift and change that that people haven't paid enough attention to.